We are learning Masechta Shavuos, Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph, and we are starting from the new Mishnah, Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph. Zok the Mishnah, Ezu Shavua Shav, what is the example of Shavua Shav, which we know is a lav in the Torah, but there's no chi of carbon on Shavua Shav. So what exactly is Shavua Shav? We know what Shavuos Bitui is. That's a shua that I say I'm going to eat or not going to eat, or and if you one tana means if I said I ate or didn't eat. But what is shua shav? Nishbal Hashani said do it. You make a shua to change the thing that's known. La Adam, everyone knows. Omal Omot Shel Evan, you say on a pillar, on a beam that's made out of stone, Shu Shel Zav, you say it's gold. Vala Ish Shu Isha, you say this Ish is a Isha, Vala Isha Shu Ish, and everyone knows it's not like that. Nishbal Dovar Shi Ef Shaloi, or you make a shua on something that's not possible. For example, you make a shua, if I didn't see a gomel that's flying in the air, we'll have to see the taich, tomorrow we'll talk about that. And it makes a shua, if you didn't see a snake the size of a kairis bezabad, like the beam that they use for a olive press, so if I didn't see a snake that size. You told Adim, come say Adim for me. And the Eidah make a shuash loy nadich. I won't say Eidahs. They make a shuah, they will not say Eidahs. Now, here's a case where they're moidin no Eidahs. They're just saying, I'm not coming. So here, it's not a case of shuah's Eidahs. Shuah's Eidahs, which was the parasha by itself, means someone makes a shuah, he doesn't know Eidahs. Here he agrees he knows Eidahs, this Eidim. But they say, I'm not coming. So it's a nishpal avatal samitzvah. Some Eidim bavu do shuash loy nadich. Or nishpal vatos a mitzvah, I made a shua to mivat a mitzvah. What's an example? Shalei lasa sukkah, not to make a sukkah. Shalei to lulav, not to shake a lulav. Shalei neach tefillin, and not to put on tefillin. All those cases are also zui shua shav. All the cases that we spoke about here. We spoke about the first case was shani sedua, or something that's impossible to be, like a flying camel, or levatos a mitzvah. All these things are shua shav. Shechayovim al zedoyna makis, yechayiv emezid makis. Malchus, while Shagas a potter, but Shagi a potter, because there is no carbon by Shua Shav. If someone says, Shua Shaykh Kikar Zu, he makes a Shua, I'm going to eat this Kikar. And then he says, so now he has to eat the Kikar, commit a Shua. There's a Shua Shloyach Lena. He makes a Shua, I'm not going to eat this Kikar. So our Rishayna is a Shua Spitui, so it's totally if he keeps the Shua or not, that's Shua Spitui. But the second one is Vashinia Shua Shav. It's a Shua Shav. Why is it Shua Shav? Because he already has a mitzvah to eat it, that's a shua. Now he's saying, I'm not going to eat it. He's nishpa levata osa mitzvah. So therefore, it's a shua shav. Ochla, if he eats it, so now he was oival shua shav. If he eats it, so he's a kaim of shua's bitter. He's only oival shua shav. Loi ochla, if he does not eat it, so then, oval shua's bitter. Which the Gemara will explain, it means also on the shua's bitter. Because shua shav, you chayv upon impact, right? When you made the shua, you chayv the shua shav. But if you don't eat it, then you made a shua you're going to eat it, then you're over the shua's bitui. So achla, if you listen to your shua of our shua shav, only shua shav, loy achla of our shua's bitui, which the Mishnah stands like only shua's bitui. Again, the Gemara will ask the kasha and say it means af al shua's bitui. Zot the Gemara, we said that shua shav means that you made a shua l'shanis sa'edua. Omo ula, but who should nicker legim ne adam? If three people know that this thing is not shozov, it's even. That is an example of a shua shav. Shua shav has to be something that everyone knows, but not everyone knows. That's not called shua shav, it's called shua sheker. Nishba adava shi ef shaloi im lo reisi gomo prech vaver. It says in the Mishnah, that what's an example? You swore on something that's not possible, a flying camel. So, spray the Gemara, shua shi reisi loi kamar, my lo reisi. You didn't say, I make a shua, I saw that. You said, I'm lo reisi. I made a shua if I didn't see it. So what's the problem? Now, where's the shua shavya? So Abaye Omar Tani Shavua Shireisi. Abaye Taka changed the gears to the Mishnah, and the Mishnah said, "So make the shua. I saw a gomel shapreach b'aven. That's shua shav because it's impossible for a camel to fly. Birds fly, not camels." Rav Amar Devim Shad. Rav Amar Ba'omer Ye Osru Kol Peres Shavu Olam Alai. He said, "I'm asking myself on all the peres in the world." If I didn't see a flying camel. So this is a shua shav. Now he made a shua. He said, I'm sure I'm not going to any parish in the world if I didn't see a flying camel. So now why is that a shua shav? Anyone knows? Why is that a shua shav? So good. So he's perfect. I'm asking myself on all the parish in the world if I didn't see a flying camel. He didn't see a flying camel, so he's also a parish in the world. Where's the shua shav exactly? Where's the shua shav? So Tosfos asked the kasha. Zok Tosfos ba'im yirmi kol perish v'olam. Perish v'shvua. Perak avadarim garis lei behedya. Says klar shvua. Zok Tosfos, why is shvua shav? Behainu shvua shav. Lefishi e ef shaloi lamoid be'isser b'chol perish v'olam. The shvua shav part is because impossible. He didn't see. He says everything's also if I didn't see a flying camel. He definitely didn't see a flying camel. So it turns out he's also all the pairs in the world. That's a shua shav. It's impossible for him to land to be also all pairs forever and ever. So every something has fruit juices in it or fruits, and therefore it can't be. That's a shua shav. So Frank the Mashah, so what do you need the gomel for? So what's the shua shav? He's not getting pairs. Just say klar. They just say shua ain't only pairs for us for our life. That's a shua shav. What's got to do with gomel? That's a good kasha. The Mashah asks his kasha and the Tosfos of Rosh as well. And Mashah basically answers that Echanami, just he wanted to say a chiddush, legabe something, legabe lorisu gom preach baver, that you can't say, I mean something else. We'll see in the Gemara in a second that there could have been something else. So that's what it means. Just for another chiddush. But Batsim, it's a good, Batsim, we have a good taina that you could have just said that. Because that's according to Rava, it's Peldik. The Rava, feed the Rava, the Shua Shav is that I'm asking myself all the pairs in the world. Maybe he shouldn't be asking all the pairs in the world and shouldn't be a shua shav. Why? Because he's like a soft flying camel. But Dilma Hai Gavra Tipura Rabba Chaza, he saw this huge bird. And he gave it a name as a camel. He saw this huge flying bird. He said, why? I saw a flying camel. Not that he means like a regular camel, two humps is flying in the sky. Of course not. He means to say it was a big bird. He's talking in his own mind, his own imagination. He saw a big thing. He called it a camel. So why isn't it a good shua? And it shouldn't be Arsenal the payers, because in his name, in his head, same kasha could be on a bay also. In his head, he saw a gomel preach baver. So why is it called a shua shav? Maybe he really saw in his head a flying camel. Huh?
Anything.
Oh, very good kasha. And if you're telling me, no, you always go, he might see what he said. He said it's camel, and it's not a camel. And you don't go, but I'll bring you a raya that you could do, go, basadaite. But tying into the brisa, this is by a shuas pekadon, when a guy comes to, or a shuas hadiyon, when a guy comes to Bezdin, and shout if he owes money or not, and he makes a shua. So what he's telling him is, Oim Loi, have you a day? You know, Shloi Adai Tchon HaMashpiyin, Oyscho. We're not going with your Das. El Adal Teinu Das Bezdin. We're going on Das Bezdin. Now, why do you have to say that? My time, why do you have to say that you're going on our own Das, Adas HaMokim, some of the gears, Adas HaMokim, Adas Bezdin? Why do you have to speak this out? Because, my time, Lav Mishum De Amrinon, isn't it because we'll say, Dilma Eskadun Re Yavaleh, he gave the Malva some wood chips, and in his head, he called him money. So we see from the mission, from the brisa that says you have to say adas hamakim, adas bezdin. We see that you could go basa daite. Zok the Gemara, really, you go basa pume, and that's the answer to the kasha about a camel. If he said a camel, it's a camel. Why do you have to say adas hamakim, adas bezdin? The answer is because of Kanya the Rava, the story of Kanya the Rava. The story of Kind Rava was that the guy, the loiva, walked in with a cane, and the malva said, "You owe me, by the way, $1,000." So he said, "It's not true. So make a shua." So he handed the cane to the malva. He said, "Can you hold my cane for a second?" And he swore it was true because he did not have it. He already gave it back to the malva. And the malva got so angry, and that story happens to be how they find out. The malva got so angry, he threw the cane, and the cane popped open, all the money came out. But like upon him, the reason why I have Kanya the Rav is not because there was Pumei, he gave the money. So there, that's why you need Adas HaMakim. That's not a right. You need Adas HaMakim there because of Kanya the Rav. But really, we're saying go bust up Pumei, and answer the kasha. You go bust up his mouth. If he says a camel, he means a camel. So that, the reason he's saying that's the Malkamah, it's Kain the Rav. I actually declared the Shaila, but the case of Kain the Rav, let's say you give him a lie detector test. Did he pay it? Would that work or not? Because the mice, he paid it, but the mice didn't pay it. I wonder, it's just a theoretical question to see. But anyway, Zogdum Aravait. Toshima. Bechema Tzino, because Shabir Moshe Es Yisrael. Huh? He said, hold the stick for him, yeah.
Toshima.
What?
Well, hold the stick for me. That means
he's
not giving it.
No, but it's in his hand. He said, I don't have it in my hand. That's what he said. It's in your hand. Toshima, v'chei metzinu, kishashbiya Moshe es Yisrael. When Moshe was mashbiya es Yisrael, it says in the pasuk, lo itechem levadchem, that I'm making a shvua not only for you, not for whoever's here, but they make a shvua for everyone. So it says in the pasuk there that Moshe Rabbeinu was mashpia klal Yisrael. They have to keep the entire Torah. It's the beginning of Parashas Netzavim. It says that everyone's standing here and below itchem levadchem and ichkaris b'sezois v'sa olah hazois ki hazash yeshle poyim ono ayvayim. But it says there olah hazois. There's a shua. So Moshe Rabbeinu was mashpia klal Yisrael. You have to keep the Torah. So it says in the Brayis like this: V'chem v'tinu k'shvi Moshe Yisrael. V'om lehem du shle al daitchem ani mashpia eschem. I'm not making a shua on your das. Elo al das amokim v'al daiti. Only das amokim and my own das. It's not going your das. So why do you have to say this? Here's no shalai kind of the rub. Why do you have to say this? By my leim elahu kaimu my domva elika. Just let Klai Yisrael say, I am keeping what Hashem said. And then since those are their words, you can't retouch the words. You can't retouch the words. Lav mashum demasik adayatayu avayis chavim. Isn't it because they'll say, I mean avayizaru. Zok to Gemara, yeah, there it makes sense. You know why? Because there, that makes sense with his words. Lo, imeshum davayis chavim nami yekur eliyah. Dechziv elihei chesav lehei zav. It says by davayis chavim taka loshen elihei. So therefore, there it could make sense. But in a regular case, like by a camel, you go bust his mouth. Freit to Gemara, still, if you're not going with his das, I have some words that could work that you can't retouch it. Vileim alahu kaimu tayra, keep the tayra. There's no tayra by the goyim, by the zara. So the Mar says, no, but the problem with saying that would be is chada tayra. It sounds like one tayra. And we have to keep both tayras. Vileim kaimu shtei tayras. Why don't you say keep both tayras? So the Mar says, no, then you'll think it means tayras chatas and tayras asham. You think it means that it means not the mitzvahs, it means the kabanas, the tayras of kabanas. That's what we call tayras chatas, tayras asham. So why don't you say kaimikol tarikula? Make a shua. What if you say al daiti? Just say kaimikol tarikula. So tomorrow, avayis chavim. That can mean avayis zara. Keeping kol tarikula can mean referring to one mitzvah, the avayis zara mitzvah. Don't mar chamura avayis chavim shekol akoyfe boy kamoid avachol tarikula. Avayis chavim is so chamur it's connected to kol tarikula. But lemu, why don't you say kaimu mitzvah? The mekaimu mitzvah. So you can't say that. Chol the mitzvah. Machal mitzvah. It's not only one mitzvah. Kaimu mitzvahs, mitzvahs. Kaimu mitzvahs, kaimu mitzvahs, tarti, it's not only two. Kol mitzvahs, just say kol mitzvahs. Then you think it means kula mitzvah tzitzis. It means it's omar, shkula mitzvah tzitzis, can I call mitzvahs kulon? That again, it would think, it can mean something else. Even the pume can mean something else. It can mean all mitzvahs tzitzis. We're saying maybe you still go by the pume, but here, you have no choice but to say adaiti, because maybe if you say kol mitzvahs, it would mean kol mitzvahs kula. Now, why did the Gemara change from avodah zarah to tzitzis? Why didn't you stick by stick to avodah zarah? It's also connected to kol mitzvahs. You said extend kol tzara too. Why did you switch to mit? Huh? First of all, avodah zarah has saying. Doesn't say I say. Mitzvahs mean all mitzvahs. All the mitzvahs it means. And this connected kol tzara kula. Even that I say avodah zarah connected all those mitzvahs. So Tosafos has a kasha. Tosafos says, when you say kol mitzvahs, what are you trying to say? That you say kol mitzvahs, usually it's referring to tzitzis. People think in their head tzitzis. But upon him, so now the final kash of lame lu, if there was no such thing as lame lu, if there's no such thing as adaite, lame lu, kayim sheish meis. Just say, kayim sheish meis, vishalosh eshe mitzvahs. Just say, keep all 613 mitzvahs. Then we know it means all 613. So that's a good kasha. So this is Latamech, and for you, that you hold that really the reason why we say Adas HaMokim is because of Daite, because for Pume you could have had an Eitzah. You could have just said 613 mitzvahs. But Teres, you're saying is that a guy could think in his head, even if you say 613 mitzvahs, you still, a guy could say, I mean in my head, the 613, all the Averis, I'm doing all the Averis. So, but still it's Shver. So if Latamech is any better, why don't you say two things? Lemelu al daiti, al das hamokam lomli. Why do you have to say al daiti va al das hamokam? Why are there two things? Elamai, the Maron Tapon Bay says, Elo, kihechi loite have a haforos vosaifu. Which one is the new terrorist now? Maron's saying, really? You go bossa pume. And we could have eights to say it the right way. There's no chash al daiti. Really, you go bossa pume. Why do you have to say al daiti va das hamokam? The reason is because we want to make it that there's no afara for the shua, because the halacha is that al das harabim, if you make a neder or a shua al das harabim, you can't have a atara. You have to look at the Gemara, get them. The reason, one of the reasons are because you have to ask their permission to know if they have charata on it. So you can't have, when you say al das rabim, there's no way. See here, the reason why I said it, because you need al daiti, val das hamokoim, and that's why you have the Rav. That's the pshat. You have the Rav. Tosis says it's only two. That's Rav needs at least three or ten. So Tosis has the cash. That's the top Tosis says. Hodim in Nedesh Dura, that's Rav in Lafora. In Luma, we can't hide no Shnayim Luchudei. The Dilma, that's a Kodesh Baruch Hu Shaini. Maybe that's a Kodesh Baruch Hu is better. So I why need Aldaiti? So the Rishonim already asked the cash. Why need Aldaiti for? But the Mashal also asks it like upon him. But in any case, the bottom line is that we said that you go basa pumen. Therefore, by the kamal, you can't say, "Oh, I meant the big bird," because lemaisa it doesn't go with your das, it goes with pumen, and therefore it's considered shua shav. When you say yes to koperis olam im, if I saw, if I didn't see a gamal pereach ba'avim.